Welcome to the Sutphen Seminar Zen Liberation Course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and you'll be learning how to view your life through Zen eyes. You'll also explore bodhisattva traits in an altered state of consciousness session. And a second altered state session is to be used regularly as Zen mind programming. Zen is a process of seeking to find in self, opposed to ceremony or doctrine, the path to wisdom. It is neither a religion nor a philosophy, but a way of liberation. All right, let's begin. A Zen koan is a riddle, an exercise for the mind prescribed by a Zen master to a student. On the surface, the riddle appears to violate logic, but by meditating upon the meaning, the student comes to realize that the answer is to be found through intuition, not logic. Here's an example and an ideal way to open this course. A man kept a goose in a bottle, feeding it until it grew too large to get through the bottleneck. Now how can he get the goose out of the bottle without killing it or destroying the bottle? This Zen koan offers a choice between two alternatives, both of which are equally impossible. The purpose of the koan is to reflect the dilemma of life, the problem of passing beyond the two alternatives of assertion and denial, both of which obscure the truth. The real problem is not to get the goose out of the bottle, but rather to get ourselves out of it. The goose represents man, and the bottle, his circumstances. Our bottleneck is our conditioned way of seeing things. We see situations and problems as alien objects standing in our way, rather than as an extension of our own consciousness. All right, let's explore the concept of what is. If Buddha's teachings could be summarized, to me they would be best expressed in his words, "It is your resistance to what is that causes your suffering." Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is, for when you recognize and accept unalterable realities as they are, you stop wasting mental or physical energy attempting to change what cannot be changed. The concept of what is reflects total logic. There are things you have a potential to change, so go ahead and change them. Do everything you can to bring about the change. But there are also things you cannot change, and you'll be well served by recognizing these areas of your life. Not only will you stop wasting energy, you'll stop generating negative subconscious programming with your frustration. Your mind operates like a computer, and if you feed it faulty programming in the form of negativity, it will respond by generating negative life experiences. But most people are blind to the logic of what is, and you can't change what you don't recognize. Let's say someone ran into the side of your car while you were parked, and they drove away without leaving a note. Now what is your car's wrecked. What is that you'll have no way of finding out who did it and assigning the blame or forcing the perpetrator to pay for the damage. What is. Now you have two ways to respond. First, you can rant and rave and scream and drive your blood pressure off the charts. You can tell everyone you know and attain some feigned sympathy. You can worry about what happened. You can be angry about it. And all your negative responses will do is generate more negativity. The anger, the hostility, and repetition of your soap opera will only result in more subconscious programming that will have to be balanced in the future through cause and effect, through karma. So, by responding this way, you compound your problem. You make it worse for yourself than it already is.